Welcome to Tell It Again, a podcast about memories in childhood. We focus on stories that our parents keep telling us over and over again that kept us at attention on the edge of our seats and made us laugh. It helped us to remember that our parents were actually human. Each week, we deliver the best childhood memories from all over the country. I'm your host, Gail Gramling, and this is Tell It Again. Today's guest is Linda Flores. She brings us one of her favorite childhood stories. Here's Linda with Angie Caballero.
Well, one of my kids' favorite stories when I was young takes place in a very small town in Clarkdale, Arizona in the year 1955. I was about 4 years old. There was a lady in town that lived in town. Her name was Angie Caballero, and everyone knew her because, you see, in those days when someone would die, the viewing was held in her home. I even remember going one time with my mom to a viewing there. I remember there was a casket in the middle of the living room and two large lit candles on each side of the casket. I also remember this long, dark hallway with the upright piano at the end of the hallway. Angie was, you know, she was a good friend of the family, and she had invited my 17-year-old cousin to come to California with her on a little short trip that she was going to take. My aunt had agreed to let her go, and she just asked that on the day that they arrived, if around 8 o'clock that night, if they would give her a call just to make sure that they had arrived safely. Being that, you know, Angie was one of the few people that owned a phone in that town, Angie gave my aunt the key to her house. Well, that evening, my aunt and I walked over to her house. It was just a few blocks down the street. We went a little bit early because there was a big thunderstorm coming. As we sat there in her living room talking and waiting for the call and listening to that loud thunder from outside, all of a sudden, the lights went out and it got pitch dark. It scared me so much, and my aunt just assured me that everything was all right. She said it was just probably lightning that hit a power line. She was able to find this large candle and she lit it. And I couldn't help but thinking that sure looked like one of those candles that was on the side of the caskets when we went to the viewing. We both looked at each other and thought, we both had heard something coming from the hallway. And then all of a sudden we heard this sound like a couple of keys that played on the piano. Well, my aunt grabbed my hand and we rushed towards the door. And on the way out, I heard the key drop. It was one of those old-fashioned, long, skinny skeleton keys. And would you know it, as soon as she shut the door, the phone rang. She tells me, I have to get it, it's them calling. She starts looking around asking, where's the key? We looked down and there it was underneath the door. As my aunt bent over to pick up the key, all of a sudden, the key got pulled into the house by someone that was inside.
Thanks for joining us this week on Tell It Again. You can subscribe to the show through CSUDH.com/106 so you'll never miss a story. While you're at it, tell us about your family favorites. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode, What Happened to Earl? And don't forget, memories are worth repeating.